please help welcome the next president of the United States, former Secretary of State.
Thank you so much. Hello, Buffalo. Oh my gosh, I cannot tell you how incredibly happy I am to be back here in Buffalo with all of you. I want to thank Pamelia for that endorsement and wish her well. She fought chronic disease, but she is not letting it hold her back. She's forging ahead at RIT, and I hope someday that she'll be here at the great medical complex as at the core of moving Western New York into the forefront of biomedical research in the world. I want to thank my longtime friend, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who was just out here. I want to thank my partner in so much of the work we did together here in Buffalo, Mayor Byron Brown. Area Executive Mark Poloncarz, thank you for your leadership here in the county. And to all of the elected officials from Niagara Falls, Jamestown, Wyoming County, Orleans, everywhere, thank you for being here with me today. You know, ever since I first came to Buffalo when I was running for the Senate, I have just felt a connection to this city and to Western New York, and it has been one of the great honors of my life to see the work we've done, the transformation that has taken place since my very first trips here back in 2000. For 8 years as your senator, I worked hand in hand with elected officials, with business leaders, academic leaders, philanthropists, elected officials from all levels of government, citizen activists, and others, to come up with a vision for what this city could be in the 21st century. The vision we had required that we make investments, and yes, we do a lot of hard thinking and hard work. But look at the result. There is no doubt in my mind that Buffalo is on the rise, and Buffalo will have a great future. I was at the medical campus today seeing some amazing things, and the investment we made in research and development is already creating jobs and businesses. When I had the privilege of representing you, I fought to be sure you got the resources to fulfill that vision. We fought for and secured $20 million to spur advanced biomedical research, create jobs, and improve medical care. And I am proud today that the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus and its Center for Excellence in Bioinformatics and Life Sciences together support more than 12,000 jobs and have helped to launch over 100 companies that are employing people right here. Now, we need more success stories like this across upstate New York and indeed across America. I feel absolutely convinced that if we support our entrepreneurs, our small business people, if we do more for innovation and advancing technology, if we bring people together instead of dividing us the way some prefer, we will see even more growth, create even more jobs, see the invention and growth of even more companies. If I'm fortunate enough to be your president, I will fight for more help here in upstate New York. I will fight to create and support more university-based incubators of jobs. It's all part of what I want to do for my agenda. You know, when I was senator, I didn't just come and talk at you. I talked with you. I didn't just talk. I listened. I didn't just go away after we talked. I went and got to work. And then I kept coming back, trying to figure out what more we could do. I was proud to help with the extraordinary transformation of the waterfront here. I worked my heart out to save the Niagara Air Reserve Station. I brought the idea of art space to Buffalo, and we're going to see that grow and spread, attracting creative people to this city. So I've taken what you have taught me. After you took a chance on me and elected me to be your senator in 2000 and then reelected me in 2006, I took the lessons that I learned and I am applying them to what I want to do as your president. A lot of great things happened to me here when I was your senator. I came at least 50 times, every chance I could get, because I loved visiting Buffalo. I love the city's parks. A lot of people don't know, Olmsted did Buffalo's parks as well as Central Park. I loved bringing a delegation from Ireland here to Buffalo. I loved visiting and helping Sister Janice at the Response to Love Center. I ate more chicken wings, beef on weck than I can remember. Hope to get some before I leave. But I want to tell you just a little story because, you know, when people run for office, they come out and they make all kinds of promises, right? They say what they think you want to hear, and then maybe or maybe not, they deliver. During my campaign, I spent a lot of time in 99 and 2000 here in Buffalo, and I stayed at one of the hotels, and I got to know the people who worked at the hotel. I would talk with them and greet them and thank them. And the very last time I was here, right before the election in 2000, so it probably would have been like the weekend before the election, as I was getting ready to leave, one of the maids came up to me. And she'd been somebody I had seen now for about a year back and forth. She came up to me and she said, I want to ask you something. I said, what is it? She said, please don't forget Buffalo. And she handed me a little snow globe with a little buffalo inside. And I put that on my dresser. I see that every single day. I'm not going to forget Buffalo. I'm not going to forget Niagara Falls. I'm not going to forget Jamestown. I'm not going to forget Western New York. In fact, I think I might be in a pretty good position to help even more the hardworking people of Western New York. And I think as you consider this upcoming primary election on April 19th. There are three tests that anybody asking for your vote for president should have to meet. The first, can you make real, positive differences in people's lives? Don't just make promises, deliver results. Can you do that? And how will you do it? And what difference can you make? The second test is, can you keep us safe and maintain America's leadership around the world? And the third test is, can you bring our country together instead of driving it apart? Now, as to the first test, I have laid out what I want to do. to help create more good jobs with rising incomes. I've talked about how I believe that we can build on the economic recovery we've experienced, but go even further. And I've tried to be as specific as possible, because I think I owe it to you. Just like when I ran for the Senate, I said I was going to work to improve the economy. I was going to be a senator, 1 out of 100, but I looked for every way I could deliver results. Well, I think when we look at the economy, we have to recognize that there has to be a plan. And that's why I've laid out the following. Number one, we need more infrastructure jobs for our roads, our bridges, our tunnels, our ports, our airports. And not only what we can see, what we can't see. Water systems, sewer systems, pipelines. We need to expand high-speed, affordable internet connectivity to every part of Western New York and America. I know these are good jobs. These would be good jobs. They can't be exported. They're jobs that have to be done right here at home. And the same is true about advanced manufacturing. I saw today at the medical campus what is being done there that is going to create new medical devices, new tools to help save people's lives and make us healthier. And what I'm excited about is with this kind of advanced manufacturing, there's no reason it can't be done right here in Erie County or Niagara County or anywhere else in Western New York. 3D printing is going to revolutionize advanced manufacturing. I actually saw some of the pieces that were made by 3D design and production that are being used to save lives right now. It's being done on the campus. There are, as I said, over 100 businesses that have been created because of the investments we made in the campus. And a lot of those companies are going to have new products. They're going to have to make them somewhere. I want them made right here. And as your president, I will provide tax incentives to make it in America, not somewhere else. I said in Syracuse a few days ago, I want to invest $10 billion in helping to prepare the way for advanced manufacturing, because I know there is a great opportunity for us here. I also want to put more federal dollars into research. That will come directly to institutions like the ones here in the medical campus. That will translate into more jobs, more businesses, more economic growth for more people. We cannot lose the American advantage in research. We used to dominate the world. And then our Congress got this crazy idea that we didn't need to invest federal funds in research. That's how we make the progress we've made in medical advances, technology advances, and so much else. So we need to get back to that because it has a big payoff. I also want us to combat climate change by investing in clean, renewable energy. Now, some people say, well, gee, you can't expect clean, renewable energy everywhere in the country. Oh, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Wind, solar, geothermal, energy efficiency. And I understand you may have some big solar investments coming to Buffalo. Think about it. Germany has a lot of solar. I don't think they're a tropical climate, the last I checked. There's no reason, given the intellectual capital and the hardworking people here and the innovative, entrepreneurial energy that we can't have clean, renewable energy. And I've set two big goals. I want us to deploy in our country 500 million more solar panels by the end of my first term, and enough clean energy to power every home in America by the end of my second term. Now, this is a big difference between me and the Republicans. You ask them about climate change, they all say the same thing. Well, I don't know. I'm not a scientist. And I've been going around. I don't think they're actually listening, but I've been going around and saying, well, go talk to a scientist. Go to the University of Buffalo. There are a lot of people there who can explain climate change to you. And it's not just their denial. It's that they are missing a great economic opportunity. Some nation is going to be the 21st century clean energy superpower. Millions of jobs and businesses and products and exports. The way things stand right now, it'll probably be China, Germany, or us. I want it to be us. And I want to build that future together with you. And I'm going to do more to support small businesses, particularly ones by young people and minority and women-owned small businesses. I meet so many young people, and I saw a few hands go up attached to young people. I know that a lot of young people want to start businesses. I met one of them today at the roundtable we had at the medical campus. A young African-American man named Derek, who is staking his future. As he said, he's making a bet on Buffalo. He came here to go to the university, got his bachelor's, got his master's. Now he's starting his business, and he's doing it at the innovative center for that at the medical campus. I want to be a small business president. We're going to get a lot of jobs if we once again support people with the dreams, the hard work and commitment to start and grow a small business. And that can happen all over Western New York. And I'm very proud that under Governor Cuomo's leadership, the minimum wage was raised. Because I have this strong conviction, if you work full-time for a living, you should not end up in poverty at the end of the year. You and your family should have a better chance. So we're going to grow the economy, and we're going to make it fairer. And one of the ways to do both is guaranteeing that women get equal pay for the work that we do. Now, this is not just a women's issue, although of course it is. It's a family issue. If you have a mother, a wife, a daughter, a sister who is working, it's up to all of us to make sure she's being paid fairly. Because the last time I checked, when you went to the supermarket and you were checking out, the cashier didn't look at you and say, okay, you're a white woman, so you only have to pay 78 cents on the dollar. Or you're an African-American woman, so you only have to pay 68 cents. Or you're a Latino woman, so you only have to pay 58 cents. Best I know, we don't have a gender discount. That's why the more equal the pay is, the more family income there is. So it kind of adds up, I think. Now, everything I've just said, the Republicans disagree with. Right? I mean, you listen to them, and it's almost hard to believe. I shake my head. And I have to listen to them a lot. So when you hear that they don't want to really invest in infrastructure, and they don't believe we can manufacture again in the United States, and they don't want to do anything about climate change or clean renewable energy to speak of, they don't want to raise the minimum wage, and equal pay, as far as their concern, is not an issue. That just proves that the economy is going to be at the core of the general election. And I'm looking forward If I'm so fortunate enough to be the nominee, to debating whoever they end up nominating about the best way to create jobs and raise incomes. I'm also looking forward to debating about education, because a good education should be available to every child, no matter what zip code that child lives in. And I think more kids will be able to do better if they have early childhood education, universal pre-kindergarten. And when it gets to elementary and secondary school, I want to be a good partner with our teachers and our educators and support them in doing the work we ask them to do. And then, as you heard from the Lieutenant Governor, I have a plan to give you debt-free tuition at any public college or university. Now, Senator Sanders and I share that same goal, but we have a considerable difference in how we're going to do it. He wants to give free college to everybody. I am not going to ask anyone to pay taxes to send either my kids and grandkids or Donald Trump's kids and grandkids to college for free. I want this to be aimed at middle-class families, working families, and poor families. That's where the problem is. So let's focus on solving the problem we have. And Senator Sanders' plan requires something that I think is going to be very hard to achieve. He has promised that he could get two-thirds of the money for free college, but the other third would have to come from governors, including Republican governors. And the last time I checked, they were cutting higher education as fast as they could. So now I do believe in deathbed conversions, but I think it would take a pretty big change of heart for Republican governors, like some of the ones we've got in our country right now, to put money into free college. So what I'm doing is saying we can manage debt-free so you don't have to borrow any money. I do want students to work 10 hours a week because that helps keep the cost down, which is going to enable us to give more kids that chance. And I want us to be sure that we tackle the student debt problem at the same time that is already weighing down young Americans and their families. And to me, it makes absolutely no sense. If you can refinance a mortgage or a car payment, you ought to be able to refinance your student debt. My plan will save millions of Americans thousands of dollars. You're going to be able to refinance. Then we're going to have programs where you can move your refinance debt into paying it back as a percentage of your income instead of a fixed amount with a big interest rate on top. And we're going to have a deadline. If you pay what you're supposed to pay every month, at the end of 20 years, you're done. You don't have to keep doing this year after year after year. I also want to keep working on health care. You know, before there was something called Obamacare, there was something called Hillary Care. And we tried, but, you know, we got beaten by the insurance companies and the drug companies. I learned a lot from that loss. And so after it happened, I turned around and worked with Democrats and Republicans to set up the Children's Health Insurance Program, which provides health insurance to 8 million kids around our country. That's why I was really excited when President Obama passed and signed the Affordable Care Act, because if we can give everybody in America affordable, quality health care, then we will have achieved a great goal. We've been trying to do this since Harry Truman. We're at 90% coverage. We can get to 100%. The Republicans want to repeal it, and they want to go back to the way it was. with insurance companies calling the shots. We're not going to let that happen. And my esteemed opponent wants to start all over again and throw the country into a contentious debate about single payer when I think that is more than a long shot. So let's focus on improving the Affordable Care Act. Let's get the costs down. Let's get more choices in it. And I am going to work to lower the cost of prescription drugs, which are skyrocketing. I also want to make sure that we treat mental health like health. And so, if you have diabetes, you should be able to get the care you need. If you have depression, you should be able to get the care you need. And let's start treating addiction, either alcohol or drug addiction, as the health problem it is, and begin to help people. Now, I've laid all this out, and you can go to my website, hillaryclinton.com, and see how I'd pay for it. And the reason I want you to know is because I want you to vote for me on the basis of an agenda that we're going to do together, that we're going to make progress together. You know, I'm a progressive who believes in getting things done, in making it possible for people to have a better life. And I also think it's important that you listen to what the Republicans say, because they are telling you what they believe, all of them. And one of the things they believe is that we need to be pushing back the rights that we already have. So I want you to know where I stand. Number one, I will defend a woman's right to make her own health care decisions. And when Donald Trump says, you know, women and doctors should be punished, it raises really serious questions that people have to pay attention to. Don't just ignore it. It could be a very real threat. I also believe we must defend Planned Parenthood from the partisan attacks that it has been getting. And I will defend marriage equality and work against discrimination affecting the LGBT community. I will defend voting rights and work to end Citizens United. I will also work for common sense gun safety reforms to keep Americans safe. So I have a robust agenda that I want to work on your behalf, but I know it doesn't happen just because I'm telling you it. It doesn't happen just because I want it to happen. You have to be prepared on day one, January 20th, 2017. You've got to be prepared to be both president and commander-in-chief. And you know, you may have heard Senator Sanders say, I'm unqualified to be president. Well, seriously, seriously, I've been called a lot of things over the years, but unqualified has not been one of them. And this morning, and this morning, he finally acknowledged that, of course, he doesn't really believe that. This is all pretty silly. The question in this election should be, who can actually get things done? Who can tell you what they're going to do, demonstrate they know how to get it done, and when in office, work at it every single day? That's what I'm offering to you. That is what I will do. Now, I also know that the second test is as important. Can you keep us safe? Now, I feel strongly about this because New York was attacked on 9/11 when I was senator. So I know that you've got to be vigilant, you've got to be prepared, and you have to work with other people. You have to work with other nations. You've got to bring everybody in our country together. I am absolutely devoted to that. And I took part in probably the most significant counterterrorism action we've ever taken, and that is the decision to go after bin Laden. And I was in that small group advising the president, and he heard us all out. I advised him to go forward, but ultimately it is the president's choice. And I was very grateful that he chose to go forward and to bring bin Laden to justice and to make it clear that we will never stop looking for those who harm Americans. We will never, ever give up, turn away. And you know, the final test is, can you unify us? I think this may be, in some ways, our most important test. You know, what I learned today, getting briefed on all of the incredible progress that's been made at the medical campus, it wouldn't have happened if people hadn't worked together. It wouldn't have happened if there hadn't been collaboration. You know, they talked about how when I brought people together to say, what can we do? What are our assets? How do we make progress? What are the steps we follow? That everybody had to be part of that. That's how we're going to seize the future together. That's how we're going to ensure that America's best years are ahead of us. That's how we're going to give our young people the same opportunity to fulfill their potential that should be the birthright of every young American. And people ask me all the time, well, how do you get things done in this very partisan atmosphere? Well, I can tell you what I did, both as First Lady and Senator, and then even as Secretary of State. I would go anywhere, anytime to meet with anyone to find common ground. People who I didn't have much in common with, but who I thought might meet me partway to get something done for New York. I will do the same as your president. I will meet with anybody. I will listen to anybody to find that common ground, but I will also stand my ground against any efforts to undermine our country or set us back or rip away the progress that we've been making. Now, I can't do that, though, without your help. I wanted to come here to Buffalo not only to thank you for letting me serve you for 8 wonderful years. But to ask you to join me in this campaign, to be part of forging our path forward, maybe to take some big steps together and to see the results that we can get. The primary on April 19th is a very significant one because it will, in many ways, decide what happens in this nominating race. I feel very good about where I am, but I take nothing for granted. You know, Donald Trump hates it whenever I say it, but I've gotten more votes than anybody running for president. I've gotten 9 million votes, 1 million more than he's gotten. And 2.5 million more than Senator Sanders. So we're bringing people out, and then we're also getting delegates. I've got a big lead in delegates, but I don't take anything or any place for granted, especially a place that I love as much as Western New York. So I need your help. I need your help in the next days. I hope you will be part of this campaign. Make some calls, knock on some doors, talk to your friends and your neighbors and your colleagues. Let's have a big New York vote, and then help me again when I come back in November to be your president. Thank you all very much.